I am talking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO for the Renewable Fuels Association. How are you doing today, Bob?
Fabulous. How are you, Jamie?
I am doing great. So tell us about the purpose of the Export Exchange that's coming up next week and how you are working with the U.S. Grains Council on the event, noting that this is the second year for the event. And I think the last one was in 2010?
That's correct. This is the second time that we have done the Export Exchange with the U.S. Grains Council. It was an overwhelming success 2 years ago. We anticipate an even bigger and better event this time around. The Export Exchange is a fabulous opportunity for customers to get together with suppliers internationally. We'll have more than 300 countries represented there. We'll be talking about a range of issues from sort of supply, demand, projections to issues associated with distillers' grains today and things that we can be working on cooperatively, whether it's research or market-related. The fact of the matter is, DDG exports is critically important to the bottom line of ethanol producers today. So this really is a great opportunity to get together with our customers and explain the benefits of increasing DDG use around the globe.
So who do you expect to attend this year's event?
Well, we will have more than 300 countries represented. There will be users of distillers' dry grains from every place, from China to Europe to South America. Just about every ethanol producer will be in attendance, although in this case, I suppose I should say every DDG producer will be in attendance. And it should be a heck of a great event.
Well, you mentioned ethanol producers. Why is this event so important to them as well?
DDG is incredibly important to the bottom line of ethanol producers today. And a growing market worldwide helps the profitability for ethanol producers in a meaningful way. The export market has been very important to the industry growth and industry profitability over the past several years as we continue to export more and more of this high-value, high-protein feed product.
Well, today I have the opportunity to talk with Jeff Cooper, Vice President of Research and Analysis for the Renewable Fuels Association. So the upcoming Export Exchange is in Minneapolis, and it's going to focus on networking buyers and sellers to DDGS. What is the significance of DDGS in terms of how much corn is returned to livestock producers after the production process?
Well, when an ethanol plant uses a bushel of corn to produce ethanol, they're only using the starch portion of the corn kernel, and that makes up about two-thirds of the kernel by weight. And the rest of the corn kernel is comprised of protein and fat and fiber and other components. And everything but the starch is passed through the process and returned to the animal feed market in the form of what we call distiller's grains, or DDGS. Is kind of the acronym that people use. So it's a very high protein feed product. It's high in fat. It's high in fiber. So a very good source of nutrition, particularly for beef and dairy cattle, but also for swine and poultry. And we're seeing increasing use with those species.
So how significant is the export market for U.S. when it comes to these distiller grains?
Well, the export market is very important to the distillers' grains marketplace and to distillers' grains prices and to our producers. About a quarter or 25% of the distillers' grains that we've been producing in the last few years has been exported. So, you know, one out of every four tons of this product that we're producing is you know, going to places like China and Canada and Mexico. And providing nutrition to, swine and poultry flocks and beef in countries all over the world. I think last year we shipped distillers grains to more than 50 countries. So it's really become a huge component of the global feed market. And I think people often overlook just how huge the volume of distillers grains is that we're producing today. We're producing, you know, something on the order of 35 or 40 million tons of feed from the ethanol industry, and that's, you know, to put that in context, that's a larger amount of feed than the soybean crushing industry is producing today. It's, you know, if the supply of distillers grains was a corn crop or a nation, you know, some nation's corn crop, it would rank as the fourth largest corn crop in the world, following only the U.S., Brazil, and China. So it just goes to show how huge of a component of the global feed market distillers grains has become.
In recent years, has this grown? And more specifically, let's talk about this year. Has it increased this year?
Well, we saw very dramatic increases in distillers grains production, you know, really between 2005 and 2010. Tremendous growth. And really, that's one reason that the export market was really, I guess the emergence of the export market was so important to the industry at that time, because the supply was growing very rapidly. But since 2010, you know, we've kind of leveled off in terms of ethanol production, and as a result, we've kind of leveled off with distillers grains production. And certainly with the drought this year, the ethanol industry has reduced its consumption of corn versus what we were using a year ago, and so distillers grains output is down marginally as well. And, you know, we're hearing from customers of distillers grains, both domestically and internationally. They're concerned that that supplies of this this high protein, you know, very valuable feed product may be slightly limited this year.
So with this drought impacting both corn and ethanol production, what do you anticipate that to mean to the DDGS market, both domestically and internationally?
Well, you know, I think all feed ingredients are in extremely high demand today as a result of the drought. And so, you know, distillers grains themselves, I mean, that product is we're seeing very strong demand for distillers grains and very strong prices. And I think part of the reason for that is distillers grains have been historically priced at, you know, 80 to 85% the cost of corn. So you could get a ton of distillers grains for, you know, 15 or 20% less than what you could buy a ton of corn for, and you were getting more nutrition or more energy value out of that ton of distillers than you were getting from the ton of corn. USDA has said that one ton of distillers grains actually replaces about 1.2 tons of corn and soybean meal in the rations for beef, dairy, swine, and poultry. So there's kind of this extending effect that comes from using distillers grains, and I think that's very important when we look at the current situation where feed supplies are somewhat limited because of the drought.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the upcoming export exchange here in Minneapolis or anything about the distiller grain market?
Well, again, you know, I think the distillers grains marketplace has really emerged very rapidly, you know, again, over the last 6 or 7 years. And so it really is still an infant industry, and there's a lot of education that still needs to take place regarding the use of distillers grains, and there's still a lot of places in the world where you know, where livestock and poultry feeders don't have much experience with distillers grains, and so this event is an excellent opportunity to bring some of those potential customers to the U.S. To sit down with the producers of these feed products and the marketers of these feed products, and just learn more about how they may fit into their rations, and learn more about the opportunities associated with purchasing U.S. distillers grains. So it just it's a great forum for that type of interaction and dialogue.
Thanks, Jeff, and thank you for your time. And I look forward to seeing you next week at the event.